However, there are many other bills that received a lot of attention this year that are still waiting in the wings for 2020. As part of a continuing series for Ohio Public Radio's State House News Bureau, here's a look at the bills that did not pass in 2019. Coming into the new General Assembly, lawmakers made tackling drug sentencing laws a top priority after encouraging voters to reject Issue 1 on last November's ballot. That issue would have overhauled drug sentencing and pushed more offenders towards treatment rather than prison. Opponents feared that could be too lenient on drug traffickers and make drug courts less effective. Senate Bill 3 considers shifting some drug possession offenses from low-level felonies to misdemeanors. Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff says they're still hard at work on the issue.
To make sure that we're getting people the treatment that they need, to make sure that people who have a need to get addiction treatment and can benefit from that help and get back on their feet and become productive members of society again are doing that while making sure that people who are preying on our communities, who are drug traffickers, are going to jail where they belong.
The bill is still in a Senate committee, but Obhoff believes it's one of the most important bills of the two-year session. Gambling was another big issue in 2019 after the U.S. Supreme Court lifted a national ban on sports betting last year. The House and Senate both have bills to create a legal sports betting system in Ohio. The Senate would put the Ohio Casino Control Commission in charge, while the House wants the Ohio Lottery Commission to oversee sports gambling. Republican Representative Dave Greenspan says there are many businesses that want in on the action.
There are bars and restaurants that would like it there. There are a whole host of other organizations. We've even been outreached by some grocery store chains that want to offer sports gaming.
Many hours were spent debating gun issues in the State House without any bills passing, including Governor Mike DeWine's anti-gun violence package, which is still sitting in a Senate committee. Several bills addressing domestic violence still await approval by the House and Senate. That includes House Bill 3, which would create a new system for the way police and communities handle domestic violence cases from the beginning, creating a network of support right away. Democratic Representative Janine Boyd says this can curb violence before it escalates.
Victims of abuse, domestic violence, deserve to be heard, believed, and ultimately have an opportunity to pursue justice with the support they need to do just that.
The bill is called Aisha's Law, after Aisha Frazier, who was killed by former judge and state lawmaker Lance Mason. That bill is still in a House committee. Also sitting in a House committee is a bill that specifically lifts the statute of limitation, so alleged victims of Ohio State University team doctor Richard Strauss could sue OSU. Strauss is accused of sexually assaulting hundreds of student-athletes. And the much-criticized school takeover law saw a one-year moratorium implemented in the state budget. But three bills try to install a permanent strategy for failing school districts. A House bill that would give districts more time to improve before the state takes over is sitting in the Senate. Steve Cawthon is on Lorain City Schools' Academic Distress Commission, and he says it's just not working.
Our schools should have a fair and impartial opportunity to allow their unique social and economic realities to shape the structures that will allow their districts to prosper.
Other bills waiting for more debate and possible action include the Ohio Fairness Act, which would add discrimination protections for LGBTQ people, occupational licensing reciprocity, and additional regulations around food stamps. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.